You are listening to Home Run on CBC Radio 1. As you see there in that weather report, Quebec is in the grip of a cold snap. Now, Environment Canada says parts of the province will have temperatures that feel like minus 42 over the next few days. In Montreal, the cold wave is expected to last well into the end of next week, and the cold is already taking its toll on drivers. Here's what Annie Gauthier, the spokesperson for CAA Quebec, told the CBC this morning.
Since midnight, we received 2,200 calls to get assistance, road assistance. It's much more busy than a regular winter day. Mainly, people need assistance for boosting. Some cars are not can't start because of the cold. Half of all the calls that we receive from now are from the Greater Montreal area. If you plan on staying home for many days, don't leave your car in the driveway, not starting it. At least go out and just start your car. Make sure that everything is okay. So,
and that was Annie Gauthier. Now, since she spoke to us, those numbers have actually gone up. As of 5 o'clock this evening, CAA Quebec has received over 8,000 calls from motorists, and they have laid on 1,100 vehicles to help stranded drivers across the province. Now, the drivers are not the only ones feeling that freeze. Our four-legged friends also braving the cold. I always feel so sorry for the little, those teeny tiny dogs, the ones that have a little bit of a cover on them. Maybe they've got some booties on, but they are just freezing cold in this weather. And sometimes folks are really overestimating what their dogs can handle. Well, we spoke to a dog walker and a veterinary technician, Vanessa Rose.
Some dogs, they love the cold weather. They end up running and playing in the snow. You wouldn't even think it's minus 20 outside when you're looking at them. And there's some other dogs that are, you know, that they have arthritis, that they have hip problems. These are the dogs that we have to take more into consideration, and the small dogs as well, that don't have too much fur, but they still need to have some walks. We limit the time that we have with them. My recommendation for dog owners is really to know the signs that your dogs are showing you when they are cold. For example, lifting paws, as I mentioned, shivering. These are some of the signs that they show us. So as soon as you start seeing them, it's best to bring them back inside. So once you bring your dogs back in, if you do see that there was a lot of salt on your walk, to put your dog's paws in some warm water.
That was Vanessa Rose. She's the owner of a pet care service, Les Anges Gardiennes, and she was describing some of the challenges of walking dogs in the cold. Now, if you're thinking of snuggling up indoors and you want to keep out of trouble, you might be mistaken. The intense cold can actually freeze your pipes and cause a really expensive mess. I've been hearing stories all day about apartments that have been destroyed or there's been major damage because people had their pipes fail them or freeze on them. Now, that's a problem that Murray Borenstein has been hearing a lot of lately. He's the co-owner of Borenstein Plumbing and Heating in the Lachine area here in Montreal, and he joins me now on the line. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Thanks for making the time for us today. This is certainly an important topic for anyone who's worried about their temperatures dropping inside their homes. Now, this must be a very busy time of year for you. How many calls have you been getting since the freeze began?
Oh, I've had, I don't know, a couple of dozen, I guess, altogether.
Oh, there's somebody else giving you a ring right there. What kinds of conditions does this risk of pipes freezing increase? In what conditions does that happen?
Well, when it gets very cold, like a sudden drop in temperature down into the minus 20s, minus 30s with the wind chill, especially with the wind, pipes start to freeze. Once they freeze, they get ice builds up in the pipes, and then they start to burst.
So how can people prevent that?
Keep the temperature in your house warm. Don't lower the temperature. Like, a lot of people like to lower the temperature at night a lot. Don't lower it too much at night. Use a bit more energy, but at least it keeps your house warm. The walls will stay warm. Open up cupboards, like under kitchen sinks, under bathroom sinks. Open up cupboards to make sure that the heat gets underneath the sinks so the pipes that are there don't freeze. Because all you're doing by closing doors is insulating the pipes from the heat.
And what should people do if they're going away on vacation in the next few days?
They should close their water main outside at the, in the basement, open up all their faucets in the house to make sure there's no water pressure in the piping. They can close the valves again afterwards if they like, but open them up, let all the water drain out because you need the air to get in for the water to get out. Turn off your hot water tank or turn it down very low. And enjoy your vacation.
If your water slows down to a trickle and you think the pipes might be freezing, what should you do then?
Open the water and let it run.
I've been hearing that there are people who've actually been leaving their water running over the course of the day. Is that a good course of action?
It is one that will guarantee you don't have frozen pipes, especially in, like, in a lot of older homes where there's no insulation and people have renovated, put in new gyprock to cover the old plaster. They're insulating the heat from the wall, the outside walls, and the pipes are in the walls. So therefore, they're going to freeze and they can break. So by leaving the water running, water can't freeze if it's running. It doesn't need to be a lot, just a trickle.
And what kind of costs are we talking about if that freezing happens?
Well, if we have to come in and unfreeze the pipes, we have a special machine for that. You're talking about $300-$400, depending on how long it takes to do it. Sometimes it goes very quickly. Sometimes if it's a bad freeze and or over a long piece of pipe, it can take a lot longer.
And what does an emergency call to Bornstein Publishing, Plumbing, for example, cost?
We charge, regular rates are $94 an hour. There's a minimum of an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on how long it takes to get to a job and then the amount of time spent on the job. So there's a half-hour travel time, and then the rest is on-the-job time. So it's a minimum of an hour.
And would you say that the freezing pipes is the main thing that you get called out for this time of year?
At this time of year, there's a lot of frozen pipes and then a lot of broken pipes.
Once
they freeze, you don't know they're broken. It's once they defrost, that's when they start to leak.
Well, it's very nice to meet you, Mr. Bornstein. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
I've been speaking with Murray Bornstein. He's the owner of Bornstein Publishing and Plumbing. I keep flipping those words, publishing and plumbing. He is the owner of Bornstein Plumbing and Heating. Now, he says you can prevent your pipes from freezing by keeping your taps trickling and to ensure that the house is adequately heated. You are listening to Home Run. I'm your host, Saroja Coelho.